Patient name, Aliyah, spelled A-A-L-I-Y-A-H. Last name, Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. Date of birth, 7-1-06. Date of service, 4-19-23. This is a 16-year-old female patient. She's here today with a complaint that her ears just don't feel right. She tells me that it feels like there's water in her ears, and that's just the sensation that she describes. But there's nothing else. There's no pain. There's no fever. There is no cough. No other issues verbalized to me today, period to paragraph. She maintains her normal everyday activities, period to paragraph. This patient did stay home today with her other sister and brother. They will be needing a note to go back to school, period to paragraph. Blood pressure 106 over 66, pulse 106, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 99%, current weight 98 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none. Medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period in the paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT is by and large unremarkable. We took a good look at those ears, and they are all within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits as well. Neck is soft, no thyromegalinal masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. No murmur, lungs are cleared to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender, period to paragraph, assessment and plan. I find no medical issue going on with this patient today. She complained of clogged ears, and they are fully intact and all within normal limits. There's no excessive wax buildup. Period in a paragraph. No medications will be given today. She will monitor her symptoms and then return to clinic if needed. Period in a paragraph. Period in a paragraph. So for the official diagnosis, we will entitle that otalgia. Bilateral ear discomfort slash pain. No significant findings were observed. We will enter into watchful waiting. She could take over-the-counter Motrin if needed.